Who knew? Who would have ever dreamed that the most coveted item in a time of real crisis in the year 2020 in America would be toilet paper? 100 years ago, folks treasured the Sears Roebuck catalog. And for more than just shopping, if you get my meaning. After they had ordered whatever items they wanted and gone through the catalog and ordered everything, they used those thin catalog pages for something else. Some things only change a little in 100 years. We are living in really tough and uncertain times. Many people believe God is sending us a message. The tenor of the message is ominous and foreboding. It's just plain scary. Much like all of today's scripture readings. And the circumstances surrounding both those uncertain times we have today and today's scripture readings, both of them exhibit Christ-like qualities, or the opposite of those: courage, humility, loyalty, caring, compassion, and love. In a way unlike most Sunday readings, all four of the readings today, the first and second reading, the psalm, and the passion narrative, the gospel reading, all of them speak so directly to the same theme, that being intense suffering. And yet, all four of them, at some point in the reading, allude to hope. In one way or another, God's saving power is seen, or will be seen, at the end of the suffering. In a world that is immersed in chaos, such as we are experiencing today, the message that God is with us and will at some point bring us through these hard times is much needed. That is what happened when Jesus was immersed in horrible chaos as well. Looking at just one aspect of Jesus' sufferings that we witness today in all of the readings, if we looked at everything, it would take a whole lot of time. But just one aspect of that suffering through the lens of today's troubles might help us to see things a little more clearly. Specifically, I am talking about Jesus' emotional suffering. To name two of those emotions and the suffering that went with them, one was abandonment. Jesus felt greatly abandoned by his friend Peter, who denied knowing him 3 times. He felt abandoned by the disciples in the garden when he asked them to pray with him, to stay awake and pray with him. And he even felt abandoned by God the Father when he was on the cross and said, my God, why have you abandoned me? Many of us are feeling abandonment. Many of the people in the world right now are feeling abandonment when they're dying in the hospital and their loved ones cannot be with them to pray with them, to see them and be there with them when they take their last breath, to say goodbye to their loved ones. And those loved ones also have a sense of abandonment. In the readings today, Jesus felt a strong sense of betrayal. He felt that pain when one of his own apostles, one of his own band of men who had been following him and working with him and loved him, turned against him and turned him over to those who wanted to kill him. Today, we're all feeling a sense of betrayal. What about all of those people who are so selfish that they clean out the grocery shelves of all the toilet paper and all the hand sanitizer and all of the antibacterial soap, all of the things that could help us if we shared with one another? What about the lady in Pennsylvania that went into a grocery store and coughed all over all the produce? They had to destroy the produce, $35,000 worth of produce. What about the people that set up in West Louisville, set up a COVID-19 testing place, and they were phony? They took people's money. The people who would do it, they asked them for their Social Security numbers. That's just plain evil, those things. And what about the phone hackers, the people who are really good at working with technology and don't have much to do now because they're out of jobs? And they're hacking into people's phones and locking them and making them pay to get them unlocked. Selfishness, complacency, and evil are rampant in our world today. But it's good to see that they can be offset by lots of other people who exhibit the Christian qualities that we talked about: courage, humility, loyalty, caring, compassion, and love. How about all the healthcare workers all around the world who are literally putting their lives on the line? And even the ones that I saw a picture of who are on an airplane responding to a plea from the governor of New York to come to New York City and help. And many of those healthcare workers were showing the sign of a heart as the camera was on them. What about all the people who are making masks in their own homes? And some businesses have turned to making masks, and they donate these masks to the healthcare workers that need them. And the whiskey companies, they've turned to making hand sanitizer out of their alcohol, and they donate that sanitizer to the hospitals and the healthcare workers. And there are some as well who are extremely rich, who have made really large donations to causes to help people. $10 million in one case, $1 million in another that I know of. And there's a CEO of a steakhouse that's giving up a lot of his salary for his own workers. Christ's love does live, even in tough times. None of us are going to make it out of this world alive. Every single one of us will continue to live, just in a different way. We believe this as Christians, that we go on living after our human body is gone. We also believe that we have a say in what our eternal fate will be. And that's because God gave us all free will. We can choose whether or not we want to follow the teachings of Christ, whether or not we want to love God. We don't know exactly the extent or when or why or how we make the decision, the final decision, to love God. We can have sinful tendencies for years and years, and then we can change. We don't know exactly when or why or how. That change will determine our eternal fate. Do we really want to leave our eternal fate to chance? When all is said and done, the only real question is, do we care?